my nickname was Scoot when I was younger, given to me by my grandmother because I just couldn't stop moving. My name is Shanice Holmes, and I am a dance instructor and educator at Arise Academy. I loved dance. I'd rather be in dance class than academic class. It was allowing me to release this energy that I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know how to do this math question. But through dance, I was able to like, okay, but I can feel what I need to feel and release what I need to release before this test happens. I'm prepared and I'm relaxed and I'm stimulated from that dance class.
All right, let's go back to class at 8, 7.
I have a very energetic teaching style. I like to not stick to one thing for a long time, but to jump from different things. So we start with the basics of dance. What is dance? What is warm-up? What is stretch? What is isolations?
I need you to be in set position.
We then go from the basics of dance to teaching them a little bit of a warm-up, teaching them a little bit of stretch so that they can lead themselves.
You're in ready position. What do you do first?
Then we move on to the word genre and what those different styles look like.
Give me an example of a genre.
Ballet.
Who said that? Oh, you're on fire today.
And then also we have a choreography section where they're learning a dance. The dance part is mostly them, like they picked the song. They also gave us a couple of moves that we were inspired by and said, okay, let's put them together. We like to do shared leadership in this class. This is so important. Dance is so important. Enrichment in general is so important because there are a lot of schools who don't have PE anymore. And so the only time they get to go outside, the students get to go outside, is for recess. That's maybe like a 20-minute segment throughout a whole day that they're sitting in a desk. They have to move. They're kids. They want to play. They want to have some time to express whatever they're feeling in that moment. So I think this class, along with the other enrichment classes, really help with that. Bring out their character, bring out their personality, bring out what they want to say and how they want to say it. Today, there was a student in the class that had a moment where they felt like they couldn't do something. So we were in the middle of a stretch, and we were trying to balance with our legs in the air and with no hands. That's really hard to do if you don't have like core control. So I saw her go into herself, her body, and I also saw her tears, and she had laid on the ground when everyone else was still engaged in the activity. So I was like, okay, so maybe she needs me to go over and help her. I was able to take the student out of the class, and I was able to hear that I can't do this. And I said, well, you know, you saying you can't is really mental. So if you need some help, we can work it out together. I asked her to put her hands behind her. If she's sitting on the ground, put her hands behind her, put her feet up, and she was able to do it outside. We did it. And we were able to high five about it and say, oh, okay. I got this. So that's exactly what I want my students to get out of this. There's not one way to do something. There are many different ways. And maybe you're not on the same, you're not to the point where you want to be, but you can work towards that if you're not there.